Joe, you just got back from your big tour.
Yeah, the first leg of the big tour, the All In tour, and I want to thank everyone who came out, all the Puckoff fans. Tons of Puck.
Are there really out there?
Yeah, wow. Really. You would love it, Frage. People love the show. I mean, Hot Chick in San Francisco is like, I love Puck Off. Let's go, Penn. Then ran away. I'm like, I saw my second wife.
Wow.
Run past me.
Sweet Hot chicks are into this show.
Yeah, and people everywhere. Some attacking me for my opinions. But
well, because you like the Minnesota, you didn't like Minnesota.
Yeah, they say I don't know what I'm talking about, but we'll see. Your playoff hopes are pinning on Ilya Brizgalo.
I had a little problem the other day. I was riding with Ryan Malone. Ran into a...
I heard he doesn't use the fast track. He just goes straight through. He ignores everything, and that's why they pulled him over.
We should introduce our guest.
From Ryan Malone, Bugsy Malone's hometown, the
Correct.
Pride of Upper St. Clair.
Yes.
The one and only Josh Macuga.
Josh.
Thank you for having me on.
Thank you.
Right,
we've been trying to get you for about 4 years,
I know,
Josh.
Christ.
You're harder
time.
To pin down.
He's
than,
a busy guy.
He's a busy man.
And
he's
a Pens fan.
Huge.
He had to bring him in. The playoffs are upon us.
Yeah, man.
That smell in the air. That's hockey playoffs, man. That's...
When you see guys wearing their shorts and their sweaters walking to the arena like last night, it's like, it's playoff time.
Yep. Cargo shorts and a Penguins jersey. It's beautiful. I love it.
Wow.
I love it.
Even in Pittsburgh. Now, who do you guys play?
We play the Columbus Blue Jackets, and I call it a bye. Yeah. I'll tell you something. Anything less than five games on it, just a nice, hey, we'll give you a home win.
Sure.
You've been struggling for 15 years.
We're 5-0 against them this year.
Yes, but anything. I mean, but they have guys hurt. The Reverend Nathan Horton. He's. I mean, well, you know, Johansson and Boone are probably playing their best hockey of their careers right now. They're both young rookies. They're playing great. They lead the team in goals and points.
And that's the reason they're in the playoffs.
And Bobrovsky's a good goaltender.
Sure.
But they're missing, I mean, R.J. Umberger, the Reverend. The Reverend carried him.
Park.
Yeah. The Reverend played great for a couple months there. He only played like 2 months. He played great. And also Nick Foligno, a Penguin killer.
I know.
Is hurt. So, I mean, literally, it's a two. I mean, you know, come on. I mean, you know, we got, you know, the best possible solution to warm Flurry up. I mean, we could have got Detroit and basically we could be done.
Ugh. You'd be in trouble.
Let me tell you. We would be in trouble.
But now I'm in trouble.
Now you're in.
I'm Detroit and we're going up against Boston.
Yeah, I mean, and it's
at least we made it in.
Yeah, and I guaranteed y'all.
Right, Josh? What, 23 years?
23 straight years.
Yeah, come on.
It's the last meaningless game for the Detroit Red Wings was in 1989.
Yeah. That's we haven't insane. Been able to relax since then.
Yes.
So this is a...
Nonstop cups every other year, perhaps. I mean...
I guaranteed it. Remember, Frazier, in December, times were looking tough. I said...
You called it.
Yeah, I said, no. They got the best coach. They got the best gym. Yeah. They got the best young kids. Are you kidding me? Nyquist, Tartar... I mean,
Steak Tartare.
Yeah, Steak Tartare. That's his nickname.
Even in defense, you got the Kaiser back there, but you got, you know, I mean, I don't know what they're going to do.
It's amazing.
Boston.
The problem.
Boston's a big nut to
And Boston's
there.
Had a great year.
Hey, Tuukka Rask, I pick him for the Vezina.
Well, he's good.
He even played good in the Olympics. I mean, he's been.
Was he Finnish, Tuukka?
Yeah. As great as they've been, as great as the rest of the team has been, he's been lights out goaltending.
Yeah, that's what you need in the playoffs, right?
Thank you.
Yeah. Right, Josh?
I mean,
you got to have a hot goalie.
Listen, the LA Kings would have done nothing without Jonathan Quick. They would have been out that year. I mean, they beat the Canucks first round. They were lights, and then just rode Quick. All they needed to do was score two or three goals a game. They were fine.
Yeah. But, you know, you got Darren Helm still playing for the Red Wings. He came back playing tough. You got Datsyuk back.
Datsyuk looked nasty.
They steal one game. They steal one game, and they somehow bring Zetterberg back off the dead list. I mean, like...
Well, he's on PUP, right? Physically unable to play?
Yeah.
No?
But you can come back from a PUP, though, right? I mean, I think you can come back from a PUP.
I mean...
Well, you can come back if you can come back.
Listen, if he Moses Malones it and comes in like a game seven, if Detroit takes him to a game seven, that would be the greatest series.
Or a game five in Detroit.
Yeah.
You know, it can... I mean, the Boston's defense is young. They're young. I mean, losing Seidenberg was huge. Krug is not a
but
big...
But listen, you got the anchor in Chara. He just sits back there. If he... He's a Batman.
Hey, no one loves Chara more than me, except maybe my love of Milan Lucic, my man crutch. But Chara,
good looking man.
He's gonna wear down a little bit at some point. And Detroit is fat. I saw a couple guys go around Chara this year. It didn't happen very often.
Yeah. Well, he's not Phil Esposito slow. But, I mean, he's slow enough.
No one is.
Giant man. I don't
Phil lost a race at the Zamboni.
I'll tell you what. This is the first last year, a lot of people know this. I picked every series right.
Did you really?
What?
In the opening round or just
everything until the finals? I was so blown away by Boston sweeping us. I'm like, they have to beat the Blackhawks. There's no way. Yeah. Like, they know Chara was done because he double shifted against us. But I literally picked everyone. Now this year, other than the Penguins, I can't guarantee any of these
series. Let me say something real quick. I was listening last night, and Barry Melrose was on ESPN, and he said his upset alert was Columbus over us.
Well, Melrose is on drugs.
And oh, that's crazy. Like,
are you kidding me? That is crazy. The most. We beat them so handily every game this season.
You beat them five times.
Only one of those games was relatively close. I mean, the score might say, but I mean, we blew them out pretty much every game. We are going to run over Columbus, run over them.
Especially if Geno comes back.
Yeah.
If Geno comes back, it's that Columbus is done.
Yeah.
But, you know, my upset pick would be in that, and people are going to think I'm just blowing the Stars again. But the Stars, hey, man, they are on fire right now.
I watched them play last night against Phoenix. They look pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, Anaheim's a little fast as...
Let's just say me, you, and Joe look pretty good against Phoenix.
Right? Well, they were in it until the end, which was a shock and a disgrace.
Yeah.
I mean, literally for the rest of the league. I mean, look at teams. I mean, how could Western Canada cry when you let Phoenix beat all your teams?
I know.
I mean, really, it's a disgrace. I mean... And look, put it this way, Dallas can score.
There's not they got guys like
Gonchar in the back. Unless, I mean, but there is a very big chance that Getzlaff and Perry just go mega. Yeah. Yeah. And then that's it.
Oh, yeah.
Because to me, Getzlaff is number two in the MVP next to Sid.
And I think Anaheim wins that series. But
I do. But
you know what? Jonas Hiller, who had a really good year. Towards the end there, he lost a little confidence, it seemed like.
Yeah, and then actually the kid from Pittsburgh, Gibson, played two games.
Yeah, he's not bad.
He'll be around there next year. But, I mean, of the upsets I could see, I mean, that's the only one I can really see.
Who do you like, Kings, San Jose?
Well, that's the hardest one.
That's a tough series.
Listen, if I'm going to pick all four, do you want to do
– Yeah, let's pick them.
Okay, I'm going to take Minnesota over Colorado. Or no. Yeah, yeah.
Look at Josh making friends in Minnesota.
I like Minnesota.
He's making up for you, buddy.
Listen, the city was on fire after the Gophers lost the national championship. We got to give them something. I'm going to take Minnesota over Colorado. I'm going to take Anaheim over Dallas in a tougher series than
people
think. I think they'll win it in five, but I think all five games will be tough.
Okay.
Really toughly fought.
I can see that, yeah.
That St. Louis-Chicago matchup. St. Louis just playing like dogs right now.
They are dogs.
Yeah.
You see Backus suckering a rookie? Ken Hitchcock is a piece of crap.
Yeah, he is.
He really is a piece. What? Oh, well, wonder why they're not going to win anything. Because he gets a bunch of guys that just run big, slow guys. He plays 1930s hockey.
He's the kind of guy that would slash your tires and then lie to your face.
Yeah.
Ken Hitchcock.
And then they never score when it matters. And now Oshie got hurt.
Yep.
And now Backus is a little slow from a blocked shot.
They went from playing for the President's Trophy to barely, slipping in this thing.
Well, they're in. But, I mean, they fell to the third seed.
So they're banged up, and they're not playing that well.
No. And I'll tell you, and I told you, and I hate to be the Mr. Ryan Miller, I knew he wasn't going to be the answer. I mean, they didn't steal Patrick Waugh from Canada, from the Montreal Canadiens, like the Avalanche.
Yeah, exactly. And then win cups.
Right. Yeah.
I'm going to take Chicago there, no problem. I think they'll run over them. Again, maybe a five-game series, but I think St. Louis steals one at home. Chicago kind of runs with it. And then, listen, I'm going to take the Kings, and I think the Kings are going to handle the Sharks.
Really?
I do. San Jose, obviously a perennial playoff disappointment year after year. And the Kings are playing really good hockey right now. They're probably one of the better second-half teams in the NHL right now.
My four for the West. Don't let Frazier do his four. I'm taking Colorado. I know Duchesne is hurt. His knees. I think he's out for the year. But Ilya Bezgrailov and a guy with MS. Come on now. I'm not trying to debate. I guess I am debating. I'm not totally disagreeing.
I mean, put it out.
Sounds like a debate to me. Yeah. I don't know.
Ilya Bryzgalov is very hot and very cold. When he's hot, he's great. When he's cold, he's ice. And if that's their backup is Josh Harding, listen, the guy's great. But if he's not feeling well, MS is a tough disease. My aunt has it. She has really bad days a lot. And she's not of NHL cold.
That's what I'm saying. So you're going to have a guy in the hospital or a guy from a mental institution. Yeah.
Wow, that's
just taking on Varlamov is dude. Varlamov is a great goaltender.
Yes,
I think he's second for the Vezina. And they got some waves of scoring some young guys on that. I mean, they get the rookie of the year.
Varlamov almost when he played for the Caps almost took out the Pens that one year. I mean, yeah, he was playing that really good goal. Listen, I think that's a tough one. I just like Minnesota this year. I think that they're going to have a really good opening series. I don't know what past that. But I think Minnesota's going to take
it. All right. I loved Landeskog as a captain.
Oh yeah,
young captain. They still got Snasty. They got Parento. They can score.
Yeah.
I mean, so that's my pick there. Anaheim and Dallas. You know, I love you, Lindy Ruff. You know, I love Tyler Seguin. Sarge is down there. I love the Stars. But you know, I mean, as much as I know Boudreau will shit the bed somewhere. Don't think it's going to be in Dallas.
No.
St. Louis, Chicago. I think the old man Joe Quinn was going to rev him up. They still got a better defense. They still got much better goaltending than St. Louis.
Yeah.
St. Louis is banged up. Now they're slow. Now they're going to think, you know what? We might just get Hitchcock out of here and quit blocking shots next year. So St. Louis is done. Now the ball of the dance.
This is going to be the best series.
I think it's the best series of all eight.
That's a
great series.
Without a doubt.
And now the San Jose Shark fans are going to get on me because I said all year, I think this could be your year. This could be it because they changed a lot of momentum. I just like Quick better than the Emmy. I know they've both won cups. I think Quick will come up with a bigger save.
So we're looking at like 1-0 games.
Or 5-4. But I think it'd go either way. I think the Sharks can score. The Kings can score. They both got defensemen they can move. They both play a heavy game. They will be beating the hell out of each other for seven games.
You're just going seven?
If you're on the East Coast, stay up and watch that. That is the best.
Yeah, it's a great series, and good luck playing the San Jose Improv. All right.
Fraser Smith.
My picks are... I'm going to go.
He's taking San Jose simply for the crowd work?
I play there a lot.
Yeah,
so,
Frazier's looking
I love that club.
Yeah, it's a great club.
Frazier's looking at his avails.
You know what? the manager left. I got to make new friends.
Yeah.
All right. The thing is, I'm going with Kings in that series. Got to go with Kings because San Jose always folds.
Yeah.
I know they're good, but that's my take. Anaheim. Got to pick Anaheim.
Your boys. Listen, you're a realist. I appreciate that. You know,
Dallas impressed me last night. I was watching them. They look real good. But got to go with Anaheim because they've just had the year.
Nasty.
They're loaded.
They have to look Timo in the eye, too.
Minnesota. I'm with Josh on that. I'm going Minnesota.
All right, Phrase.
Yeah.
Hey, support got, here on Puck Up.
They got
All
some
right.
talent. I have no reason for making that pick. There you go. And the other one, I just think St. Louis has fallen apart.
Yeah.
They just seem to be. They had a great front half of the year. They look great. And now they seem to be. We talked about this, how teams peak too early.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I thought they were peaking too early. I don't know much about it, but my feeling was they look really great early. And now I think they've got injuries. I don't think, you know, if Oshie's out, he's my favorite on St. Louis.
CJ Oshie's a bad man.
Yeah. And I got to go with Chicago.
And think about it. They brought in Steve Ott. What did Steve Ott bring in but a couple stupid penalties? Like they should have brought in a winger that could score.
I know.
That's just Hitchcock's stupidity.
Hitchcock would rather play 1-0 games with back check all day long than bring on a couple
and cheap
wingers.
Cheap shot that, and clutch and grab. And Kane and Taves are coming back. And
Chicago always gears up for the playoffs.
And Taves is the best winner in hockey. I mean, hey, it's the truth.
You know Jacob Siroff?
Oh, very well. He's been a fine, esteemed guest on
the
play. Yeah.
He always approached me. He's like, I'd trade Patrick Kane for Sidney Crosby straight up. I'm like, what?
Kane or Taves?
No, Kane. He thinks Kane's a better player. He's like, would you trade Sidney Crosby for Patrick Kane? I'm like, absolutely not.
No. I might trade Taves one day.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd give Malkin for Taves straight up.
I don't know.
No?
There's Geno's a witch. You can't teach the witch.
Yeah.
I just for my own personal entertainment, like having Malkin on my team.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what though? And I sat here many times, and Anthony Johnny Bench, our esteemed producer, can agree with me or disagree with me. I sat here many times and said, you know, Taze is great. I hate to be a homer. Taze is great. And then you just sit and really watch Sid.
Yeah.
When the chips are down.
Oh, Sid's the best.
Yeah. When the chips are down, Sid's the best. Yeah. I mean, really, you know, when it.
Push comes to shove.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give it to Sid.
But to me, but Taze is right there. And honestly, you know, I mean, in a different system, you might want Taves.
Yeah.
Because I know, Sid would not want to play for Hitchcock.
No.
He'd be terrible. I mean, he'd still be the best defender. He'd still be the best guy on the team.
Sure.
But he's much better in the run and gun than anybody.
You're going to bury him in a system like that? It's like you had Dan Marino for 19 years and you never gave him a running back? Come on. You give Sid the support so he can win a cup. The problem I see with Malkin, and it's like the school of Don Cherry, Russians don't show up in the playoffs a lot. And Malkin is suspect to that, except in 2009 when we won the cup. He showed up every game, played lights out, and we won a cup.
That's the thing. Here's my whole theory of the Penguins. When Malkin's the best player on the Penguins, we're the best team in hockey.
Correct. You're right.
That's the way it goes. So,
and Sid's more than happy to pass to Malkin all day long.
Yeah.
It's fine. We'll have to do
the East Coast. You want to do the East? I mean, the problem with the Penguins is their third and fourth lines.
Yeah.
They went away from when Shiro first got there. He's like, we're going to be a big, tough, mean team. And they had all those guys.
Yes.
And then one by one, they just got a little smaller and smaller and smaller. Yeah. And now we're down to...
Now we're getting pushed around.
We got Gibbons and Megna. I weigh more than both of them combined.
They're small guys. Wow. But you're also a large guy.
Yeah, you're big.
Thank you. My esteem's really well. My mom called me last night. Here I think, you know, coming back from great tour, great 3 weeks, did a television spot.
Yeah.
And she goes, you know, I want to tell you something. I'm like, I think, oh, what? She goes, you're fat.
Wow.
Just dropping
thanks,
the
mom. Moms, thanks.
Yeah. Anne's dropping the gloves early.
Wow.
Just boom.
She bagged you.
Went at a dance. But that's the Penguins' problem. But I don't think it will hurt them against Columbus.
No, I think we'll run Columbus.
You'll beat Columbus.
Josh, let's have your esteemed Eastern Conference picks.
Okay. I like the esteem. I'll take Pittsburgh over Columbus in a sweep. I think we win 4 straight.
Wow, sweep.
Sweeping it up. I think we'll have a little bit of rest there before the next round. I'm going to take Boston over Detroit in a tougher series than we think. I think that Detroit is going to give them fits all day long. I think that series is going to go 6, possibly 7, but most definitely 6. You know, Rangers, I'll never pick the Flyers. And I like the I don't mind the Rangers this year. I think they're a good squad. I don't like Claude Giroux at all. I don't like anybody in Philadelphia, to be honest with you, except for Scotty Hartnell that we've talked about.
Losing to the Rangers is like having your fish die.
Yeah.
Losing to the Flyers is like having your dog die.
Correct.
But I like my fish.
He's got a fighting fish. Yeah. It's a really good-looking fish. Yeah. I'm taking the Rangers, and then... You know, I love the spirit in Tampa this year. I love the fans.
We're going to disagree there as well.
Are you?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Okay. There you go.
All right. Cool.
There you go. All right. My Eastern Conference picks. I will take Boston. I think they're the best team in the East, but I think Detroit will give them a scare.
Yep.
Especially with Babcock. He's going to know how to get his guys on the ice when Chara is not out there, unlike Disco Dan. He's going to run all those fast guys at him. They're going to score. They're going to make Boston look a little bit old every now and then.
Yep.
Hey, Detroit's up and coming. They're coming on right now. Pittsburgh. I'm going to say 5
because
I just of the old school days when 4 is an insult. And the next time I remember the old Patrick division. You sweep a team, they're going to break your ankles.
Yeah.
You know, I don't believe it. I don't like sweeping teams, I just think it's bad. I think it's bad business.
Yeah, yeah.
You let them win a home game.
You know it's worse business when Bill Cowher rings the bell in Carolina.
Yeah, well that's why
we still swept them.
Hey, he's dead to me. I don't care about Cowher.
That's bad. And we swept them because of that.
Exactly. Tampa, Montreal. I am going with the Montreal Canadiens.
Are you
the only Canadian team in the playoffs?
Yes. They got scoring. I mean, Pacioretty's playing incredible. I love I'm gonna look.
Your boy PK Subban.
You know what, Subban? If I would love him on my team.
Sure.
And he plays the way I want my defenseman to play. He
plays great hockey.
Yeah. And I like Galchenyuk. Golchenik. Yeah. I like all the little guys that score on that team. They got Paris team of no to protect names, them.
But they're good.
Yeah, and the captain from the kid from New Jersey is still there. I'm looking up because I want to give Gallagher.
Yeah,
but he's not. Easy for me to say. Plus, I like Therrien. I like their defense. And Ben Bishop, the Tampa Bay goaltender, may not be able to play this series.
Really?
And Ben Bishop, he's hurt.
I did not know that.
And he's 6'6". He covers a lot of net. And I just think Tampa Bay could be one of those systems.
Like, how many games? Six?
Yeah, I'll say six. But, Tampa has the home ice.
Yeah.
So that means maybe six.
They've got a good home ice advantage in Tampa. That's the only team they care about in Tampa is the Lightning. They can care less about the Rays or the Buccaneers. Yeah. They love their Lightning.
I mean, but I think Price is a great goaltender, too. I think Montreal is ahead in goaltending in that category.
Price he tends to not show up in the playoffs.
No, he beat us.
Well,
I'm sorry. That was Halak.
Yeah, that was Yaroslav Halak.
Yeah, I don't know. Tampa's new, gonna be a little new to the dance. They haven't been to the dance. They lost St. Louis.
Yeah.
It's gonna happen to Columbus. Remember when the Penguins their first year in? It's like you look up and then you realize that we're in the playoffs. Then you're down 0-3.
Whole different season.
Yeah, it's a whole different season, and I think they could get run out of the building. Now the second hardest to pick here, and I think the other completely insane series compared to the Kings and the Ducks, I mean the Kings and the Sharks, is Rangers Philly.
Of your favorites.
Yeah, I mean the Rangers are my second rivalry, but that's not even,
again, like you said, fish and dogs.
Yeah. And I hate Claude Giroux. The best there's a little thing is that they're 0-7 in Madison Square Garden.
Ooh, I like that stat. I like that stat a lot. Over this season, 0-7.
Yes.
This season.
Well, in the last seven, they're 0-7. Oh, okay, I think it's more two seasons.
Yeah, yeah.
We ran Mason. He may be a little dinged up. If they play Emery in goaltender, you might as well put the cardboard box out there with the holes in front of it. I mean, Emery's a joke.
Yeah.
So I think Lundqvist will give him a series. I think Lundqvist will win one series, and hopefully it's this one.
Yeah.
And I'm going to pick him because I'm going to pick the Rangers because if I pick Philly, I'll be sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, you couldn't do that.
Hey.
Rangers in seven, Rangers in six.
I think seven.
Okay.
I think because then they'll go back to Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
Nice. I mean, the thing that sucks about Philly, because I think the Rangers are a better team. Mm-hmm. The Rangers are a better team. They have better defense. The Philly's weaknesses is their goaltending and their defense. Philly has like two professional defensemen. Rangers have like four or five good puck moving, big body, defensive guys that can also play offense.
And
the problem is with Philly is Rangers will be up 2-0, and just like they do against the Penguins. They'll start some bull crap to where then the Penguins will be on the power play, but then they'll score a shorthanded goal, and then they'll be owed the makeup call that they're going to get. It's tied 2-2, and everything's screwed up.
Right.
That's why I hate Winers. The Flyers.
Yep. I don't.
Yeah.
It's just all bull crap.
It is. They're a bunch of whiners. They always have been. They always will be. Listen, Henrik Lundqvist is the X factor in this whole thing because he hasn't had the greatest season. He didn't play well for Team Sweden either. He hasn't had the greatest season. But listen, again, it's playoff hockey. Anything can happen. If you get a hot goaltender, and Henrik Lundqvist has that in him, if he gets hot and nobody can put it by him, forget about it. Philadelphia's not going to have a chance.
Yeah, and Philly's D is a lot – I'm sorry – the Rangers D is a lot bigger and sturdier than like the Penguins puck moving guys.
Right.
Where like they're not going to, Hartnell's not going to get near the net against the Rangers.
No.
And all the other guys, Simmons and all the other Rebel Rouser, Voracek.
Voracek.
Gotta hate them. Okay, right, Frazier, before I start.
All right, this is going to be very quick. Very quick, guys. Very quick. Going with your Penguins.
Thank you,
Frazier. Yeah, and Josh could be right. It could be a sweep. That goalie's pretty good, though, for
Bobrovsky. Yeah,
he's pretty good. So maybe they'll get one game. Boston-Detroit. Got to go Beantown.
Yeah.
Hate to do it. Hate to do it, man. But
I hate,
you know,
I hate to do it too.
And what you guys said is true. Detroit's playing great now. They're they're, you know, those kids, they're moving and grooving, and I think they will give them fits. But I think you got to go Boston.
Yeah, I mean, they had such a strong year. If it was a 5-game series, that would be a great upset to tell. They steal one,
and then all of a sudden,
then they're in Joe Louis and the Echoes. You have Gordie Howe come out and drop a puck.
Yeah, and that could happen.
I mean,
throw an octopus. He trips three guys.
Seven is like
the way that puck bounces off the board in Joe Louis too. All those dead spots. They, you know, Detroit knows that.
They know what's up there.
Yeah.
And Datsyuk's playing better now. He's healthy.
He's so good.
All right, and then in Tampa Bay, Montreal. I guess I got to go with the Canadiens because I like that goalie.
I'm the only Tampa guy here. Okay.
I know he tends to clam up sometimes and on the clutch, but I think he's a really good goalie, Price.
Yeah, I think he is too.
And goaltending's key. And Rangers, Philly.
We'll still be friends, Frazier.
I'm going Rangers just for you guys. Just for you guys. That's
you
my
go.
Only pick.
Listen, it's like two really ugly girls at a bar at 2 in the morning. It's like the less ugly one.
Yeah, that series is not
up. You know, I even hate that commercial now where the Flyers fan wins on the
Oh, I know the one you're talking
about.
Yeah,
they're on the treadmill.
Yeah.
And she's with a Boston fan. Just total Flyer asshole lady that laughs when the chick falls, too.
The fakest part of that commercial, though, is that there's a good-looking woman from Philadelphia.
Yeah, that's never going to happen.
Never.
I guess I'll cancel my helium booking. That was Josh McCuga there. I didn't make fun of the women.
Hey, I went to Penn State. I met enough good-looking Philly girls that broke my heart.
I'll make fun of your captain, the whiny diver. But the women, I leave alone. There is something
the whiny diver. It sounds like a bad
Wasn't that a Dio song? Yeah. Come on.
You're going to play it next to me? Could be my opening song. We'll plug that later.
Oh, that's great.
It's one thing I do want to bring up because I've said his name several times here in disgust. The 6'8 guy from Buffalo, John Scott, got knocked out by a 5'11 guy named Justin Johnson.
Justin Johnson with the long reach. What happened?
So hopefully we'll be seeing John Scott in a beer league near you.
Wow.
Get rid of him. I mean, just he can't skate now. Now he shows he can't even fight. I told you he couldn't fight, but now they actually found someone that could fight. He was only 5'11", but knocked him out.
Knocked him out.
It's on YouTube.
Shanks of Tiger Williams.
Yeah, it's just great to see him. And he's all like, it's like you lost the fight. Like, oh god,
to a small man.
Yeah, not even a heavyweight.
No,
just a middleweight.
Yeah, just put your hand on his head. He won't be able to hit you.
When you're that big.
I mean, he got like 5 shots in too. He knocked them down. It was the best. I encourage anyone who loves hockey and hates John Scott and everything he stands for.
Is he the tallest guy in the league?
Well, Chara's 6'9".
Chara's 6'9".
But
right.
Chara plays.
On skates, he's 8 feet tall. But
and Chara's tough.
Right. Oh, they tried to fight. They got roughings the game before. Chara wanted to fight him, knock him out of the league. Everyone wants John Scott out of the league. He's terrible for the league.
Remember when Rocky fought Thunderlips in Rocky 3?
That's
what like the Justin Johnson, John Scott fight. Like, he took a thing, he just jumped on him and beat him up. It's perfect. That's what you'd have to do if you're Justin Johnson against Zdeno Chara, anybody in the league under 6 feet. That's what it's going to look like. Thunderlips versus Rocky.
But,
you know, you got to.
Well, and Chara's dad was like a professional wrestler in like Yugoslavia.
Jesus. Oh, those guys are.
Yeah, Chara is never
strong.
Well, he trained with bears for crazy.
Yeah, well, Chara, like, you know, George LaRocque, the old Penguin, Edmonton enforcer, Canadian, he's been everywhere. He's a tough, big dude. He was the heavyweight
big,
champ.
Sexy. Yeah.
He's a heavyweight champ. Chara used to handle him like nothing.
Yeah.
They wouldn't fight. They actually got like a delay of game from a jerk referee one time. Because they were like squaring off, and they took forever, and the refs just pulled them.
We got to stop this.
Yeah. No dancing. Yeah. No dancing.
No dancing in hockey.
But that's how tough Chara is. I mean, he didn't let, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what makes Chara equally just so insanely great.
Well, if your dad's a Yugoslavian wrestler.
You can't even fight
say
him.
Say no more.
You don't have a choice.
Yeah.
You come out tough.
You can't even fight him, though. That's the thing. You can't even say, oh, we're going to run him, and then we're going to fight him and get him off the ice for 5 minutes. No, he'll win the fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty awesome. Now, how about your favorite player, or one of your favorite players of all time, is now the he's taken over at Toronto.
Oh, Brendan Shanahan.
Yeah, Shanny.
You like Shanny, huh?
I love him.
He's the man.
That's Bill Burr always made, not the name drop. He always like, I'm in love with 80s, 90s power forwards.
Yeah.
And that's why I love Lucic, is the modern day Brendan Shanahan.
Well, Shanny could skate, shoot, and fight.
Mm-hmm. Everything.
He had the trifecta.
Yeah.
That's what I love. And coming down the wing and just burying people, burying shots, burying people. Shanny will turn Toronto around.
I just think, you know, that's like the restaurant on the corner in town, and every year a new restaurant goes in there and it always fails. The way Toronto looks right now, I just, you know, they come so close. Like last year in that Boston series. I mean, that's classic Toronto. Up 3-0 and then lose a series. It's such a hard job because there's so much pressure in Toronto. I mean, it's you know, hockey town of the world.
Yeah.
And you bring Brendan Shanahan in, a guy who has never not succeeded in something, and then he's going to take.
Not, have you seen some of the rulings he's made in the disciplinary hearing section?
Wow. Aside from that,
yeah, I wouldn't call that a success.
But he comes in.
Okay, but
we'll give you that.
Yeah, I'm just. Yeah.
No, you're right, but. But I'm saying, like,
on the
Toronto
ice.
Job
on the ice. Ice.
Yeah, on the ice with it.
He made the Hartford Whalers respectable.
Correct. So, I mean, listen, having Toronto a great club is great for hockey. Yeah. Okay. So, if Shanahan can do something in Toronto and make them a contender, all for it. I don't like to see a guy like Brendan Shanahan fail because I like him so much.
Yeah. Well, I just think with the pay. I mean, I don't know how Randy Carlyle's a good coach. I don't know how he failed. There's got to be a turd in the pool among some of those guys. I don't want to name names. I've heard some rumors about different guys. Not that I'm trying to protect people here.
Well, Toronto looked like they were turning it around, didn't they? This year they got off to a good start.
They should have beat Boston last year.
Yeah.
We should have been in the final. I mean, literally, and it's the worst feeling because I remember they were up by 3, and I was literally thinking,
oh my God.
Score one just to make it interesting. I love when the goalies pull just to.
Sure.
If it had been down by 2, they still would have pulled the goalie. It had excitement. Then it was like,
Jesus.
Oh my God. I don't root against. The only team I root against is the Flyers. Like, right. I wasn't rooting against Boston. I actually, and for Bill's sake, I wanted to see us play Boston, actually.
Yeah. But that was quite a fold job by.
Oh, it was a choke. And you know what? You either bounce back from that, like the Boston did. Boston did that against Philly a couple years ago. Boston came back and won the cup. You either respond from that and kick ass, or you fold from that.
Well, I remember I ran into Jeremy Hotz early in the season. He was all Christ. Pumped up.
Oh, yeah.
Because Toronto was looking good.
Loves his Leafs.
Yeah.
Right.
And then now, if you talk to him, he just buries his face in his hands.
It's the difference between a team and a group of players. You know?
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. There's a couple. I definitely don't mean the couple stars like Kessel.
Yeah.
And their center. I don't mean those guys.
Phaneuf.
No, well, Phaneuf's a defenseman. Like, I like Phaneuf, but they need like more defensemen. They were running through 8 guys. None of them could make the team.
Yeah.
Or none of them stuck. You know. And Carlisle knows defensemen. He won a Norris Trophy in Pittsburgh pre Lemieux.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, that's like winning an Academy Award in a porn. You know, in a porn.
Yeah, exactly.
Or Bad Grandpa. Your favorite movie.
Pre Lemieux era hockey in Pittsburgh, it was a couple of guys going to the arena.
Yeah.
Lemieux and all of a sudden we're the greatest team in hockey. We have the second greatest player of all time in my opinion. Obviously, I'm a little homer on it, but.
I think that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, Toronto is a great franchise because it exists in the world of hockey. Canada's perfect for hockey. Toronto should be there. It should always be there. So if Brendan Shanahan can do something, fantastic. I
love
that guy.
It's
going to
be at the expense of Tampa Bay or Columbus.
Correct.
Hopefully. And hopefully not the Penguins.
Yeah.
It's going to be at the expense of somebody because only 8 teams are going to make the playoffs. So once Toronto gets, once Toronto makes, they're like a defenseman away.
Yeah.
Well, isn't it true, though, sometimes a great player isn't necessarily the best in the front office? I mean, Gretzky tried at Phoenix. That's a tough job, though, at Phoenix. And I remember, look at Magic Johnson with the Lakers. Not he tried good. To coach. I mean, it's just not.
Sometimes it works, sometimes
what,
it doesn't. Yeah.
I don't know. Lately, though. Bird's doing good in Pacers, but in hockey, Iserman.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. Iserman,
Lemieux. I mean, Lemieux's not, he just owns a team, but he picks some good guys to run it.
And the thing with Lemieux, he may not be the coach, but he's a very business savvy guy that wears his heart on his sleeve for his team that he loves. And that's the beautiful part of the whole thing. If Shanahan can bring the passion into the team that he brought in the passion in Detroit, I mean, by all means.
Yeah, interesting note, Stevie Y re-upped for 4 more years.
Really?
Well, it's worked out.
It has, but everyone was thinking he's going to go down there and learn the ropes, and then when Ken Holland retires, he'd go back to Detroit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We love him back.
Oh,
we love him in Detroit.
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing in a city like Detroit, which is like totally collapsing in on itself, that they still have three really good franchises?
Well, you know what? They have good fans.
Yeah.
Just like Pittsburgh's got good fans.
Well, it's these guys, huge. It's huge. Detroit's huge. I mean, I was just there a couple of weeks ago. You drive forever. There's people.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, I mean, there's, you know, it's just the downtown. The downtown.
They're all out of work, yeah. But, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you can get, you know, they
you can buy a house for $35 downtown. Good luck getting home. Yeah. Without some body armor.
Yeah.
Even RoboCop was like, I'm out of here.
I'm done.
But you know what? Yeah, we'd love to have Yzerman back there. The few heroes that we do have in Detroit, we really idolize. Howe is still idolized, of course.
Yeah.
And, we've had a couple.
Well, Stevie Y.
Yeah,
well,
Stevie
Y. But he's not like anti. He just got he's just working down there.
Yeah.
In Holland, you know, you don't want Holland to leave in 4 years anyway. I mean, what's his? I mean, you know, Holland. I'm
we're
sure
looking pretty good
has
right
a lifetime
now.
Contract.
And you like Babcock?
Yeah. How can you not like Babcock?
He's the man.
Yeah.
I mean, good. You know. No. I mean, look what I mean. Look at all the. I mean, literally, he lost two Hall of Famers on his two top centers or Hall of Famers, and his defenseman is one of the three. He's the greatest defenseman in my lifetime I've ever seen.
Sure.
The man retired.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, he lost those guys.
And he's still putting a winner on the ice in and night
it's
out.
Pretty awesome.
With young kids. They didn't go and buy a whole team. Those are rookies. They're going to be good for 10 years.
And that's the one thing about the difference between, again, like a franchise like Toronto, unfortunately, and a franchise like Detroit or Pittsburgh. Year in and year out, if you're run well, the team will perform. Because of scouts, because of smart people, and because you put somebody in there that puts a team on the ice, not just a bunch of superstars. Look at Washington, right? Alex Ovechkin, top five player in the league. As much as I can't stand him, they're not in the playoffs. You put Sidney Crosby on the Washington Capitals, they're in the playoffs.
I disagree with that on 2 points, though.
Okay.
I don't think Ovechkin's a top five player in the league. I think he's the most exciting player in the league.
Okay.
I think he's the best power play scorer in the league.
Mm-hmm.
But he's nowhere near a top 15 player. I mean, he's a winger, mm-hmm. which means he's not a center.
Mm-hmm.
Means he has less responsibility. He doesn't forecheck. The only time he hits people is when he runs around and is out of position.
Yeah.
He doesn't play defense.
Okay.
I mean, he's great on the power play. I grant you. I love watching the yellow skates. I love watching him cream people. I don't hate him. I just don't think he's. I think he's just. He's like Dominic. Wilkins.
You think
Wilkins.
He's overrated?
He's overrated.
Dominic Wilkins is a great comparison.
He's overrated in the like. He's overrated in the like where NBC is going to talk about him for the rest of his life as Gordie Howe.
Sure,
but I don't think he's overrated by hockey people that are just.
They
know what he is. Now my other. My other disagreement with your point is I don't think Washington's that good of a team. So I think he's kind of been hampered by the fact that he's – I think there's a lot of pressure on a scoring winger's wing – on a winger. I mean, what did Brett Hall ever do when he was in St. Louis? He didn't do anything.
He couldn't.
And Brett Hall was 100 times the player that Ovechkin is
as
far as scoring and being in the right place and actually playing a little
– technically, much better.
I shouldn't say he's 100 times – but he's a better player.
Yeah.
Did a lot for the Red Wings.
He won with the Stars.
Yeah.
He made Dallas a champion. So I mean, you know, I just think, you know, I think the Capitals got like one or two defensemen. They always have shaky goaltending. They got like a one and a half lines.
Yeah.
Sometimes anyone playing with backs, like who's his center?
But also, you know, like,
and who was his coach? Jesus Christ, he's the worst coach in the history. Boudreaux
and
Ron Wilson, and Boudreaux. I mean, Boudreaux,
he didn't know how to do it.
I mean, Getzlaff and Perry are going to find out. They're going to wake up and realize, hey, why are we not?
Yeah,
why are we home in May?
Yeah,
well, because Boudreaux's your coach.
Yeah, and
I know you don't like Boudreaux.
I just think he's a good coach.
Well, you know what? We got to make our picks. How about our awards picks?
Oh, it's awards season.
Yeah.
Let's do them now so people forget, and then we'll do them again in July. We really have nothing to talk about.
Yeah. This is going to be a long summer, folks.
We're bringing in the heavy hitters because we're going to get some people that don't have free time
Oh, yeah. We're going to get some players.
Yeah, we're going to get some players and that's some awesome. People to work in front office.
We get the Zamboni driver. We'll get everybody.
We're going to get everybody. Equipment. We're gonna,
you mean Esposito?
Yeah. You're going to get some equipment. Or get some nacho sales people. Yeah. Get some ice girl. Ice girl. I'm going to get the ice
ooh,
girls.
The ice girls.
That's wow. All I'm going
yeah, the yeah, ice girls.
King's ice girls. Wow. You should just get the lion, the Bailey the Bear, or the Beta Lion, the King's mascot, and just sit and he doesn't say anything. Mascots can't talk.
Let's get Wild Wing and set him on fire.
Well, you know, one thing, though, it's kind of disrespectful, but it's really funny, is, you know, like, my daughter, her dream is to grow up and sing the national anthem.
Oh, that's awesome.
And do it at night when you also get the Canadian anthem. So, you know, as a Pittsburgh guy, Jeff Jimerson, legend.
Yeah.
Things. And then all over Canada, they have like the Mounties, their own famous things.
Who's the guy in Boston? He sings.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, Dane Cook. Now, I can sing the national anthem in Canadian national anthem in French if you ever need that.
Wow.
If you need it. Right. If you need
yes,
it.
Yes, I do. Anyway, long story short, that every time I've been to a Kings game, I've been to like six games this year, they always have the hottest chick on earth singing, like she like was from Star Search, like wearing like a bikini.
National recording artist and American Idol third place, and she's smoking.
And she's smoking, and literally she gets heckled. Like at the very end, every time someone's like, "We love you," like Lacey. And she almost loses it, but she doesn't.
Yeah.
So I'm at the tip of the stick to whoever it is every time. It's like three different girls rotate.
Yeah.
But for not messing up, we'd be a disgrace.
Yeah.
And I think it's an insulting that the fans even yell. I mean,
yeah,
they should.
Like that
come on, fans.
That's terrible. It really is. But it's like she holds it together.
Sure.
And she's hot.
We got to get your daughter on at console.
Hey, what was the response to your daughter doing the show? I thought
people loved it.
She was great.
Oh,
right?
Oh my God, my wife's like, we made a monster. Now she's like, I'm gonna have to sit down and watch this game with you, Dad. I might be on again.
Did she have fun?
She loved it. Yeah, she's like telling her friends at school, and they're like, we don't know what that is. Like, oh, it's the radio. And, oh yeah, she just went crazy.
She's super cool.
Yeah, thank you, you. Yeah, she loved
bringing up more Pens fans.
Oh, she loved it. Dude, she loved it. You kidding me? She loved it. It's like, I'm like, we'll have you on again. I don't know when.
I got to pump my own daughter. Yeah. So we got the Ice Girls coming on. And we've got national recording artist in fourth.
Isabella Bartnik.
I like the way she stood up the entire game.
Yeah, she did.
Did she?
That's what she said.
She did I made her sit down.
The game.
From the first period, she stood. We were in the fifth row.
Oh, wow.
It was all Penguin fans.
Where
like we scored three times in the first minute. Or first 5 minutes, it was 3-0.
We were on the same. You were on the other side, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And, yeah, so she was, and she stood, and then everyone was kind of standing. It was all Penguin fans.
Sure.
But I was just like, after a while, I'm like, you got to sit down. Yeah. But this is great. She's like calling. She's like doing play by play. Get him. Well, Bertuzzo had that great hit in the first second.
Yeah.
And, that was all it took. Live hockey.
Was that her first live hockey game?
Yeah.
Oh, see.
So, she loved it. She loved it.
Yeah. And then the Flyers were
best live sport there is.
The Flyers were Saturday. And she goes, can we come back Saturday and boo the Flyers? And I was like, well,
there's a chip off the block, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, well, we can, but see, these are $180 seats. And when we come back, where Daddy sits are the $40 StubHub seats.
Yeah. we're gonna sit in the Court McCullough seat.
Yeah. Court's like, Court got the one time he didn't take me, or we didn't go together, he got in a luxury box.
Oh, well, wouldn't you know it?
Yeah, went in a bastard.
Son of a bitch.
I don't invite people to the classy event.
I remember my brother and his my nephews came into town, and I got one of those boxes. My buddy runs the... casino. What's
Morongo?
No, the
Commerce.
Commerce.
Okay.
And so I got their box. So I told them it was mine. My nephews are still like, dude, can we do that again? Oh, I got it booked, man. You
know. My dad. They came out. We go to Pens games all the time, but they came out and we went to Kings, Coyotes, right? And we're sitting. We had pretty decent seats, and we're sitting there, and there's a Coyotes fan two down from us, right? And he's the guy that's got the game on the radio, and he's just watching. This guy's like an old school hockey guy, probably retired from the East Coast, moved to Phoenix, and just like took them on his team, right? He's sitting there, middle of second period. This is a couple years ago. Middle of second period, they make a bad call against the Coyotes. This guy hasn't said a word all game. My dad and I are kind of like judging him a little bit because, whatever, just enjoying the game. He stands up and just launches a beer onto the ice.
Wow.
Okay? I've never seen anything like this before.
Wow.
Now, security swarms, and they grab my dad, thinking he was the guy through the beer.
Wow.
And this woman behind us, goes, it wasn't him. Talking to my dad, it was that guy. And she grabs him by the collar and holds him. So, because he was trying to get out, holds him so security could drag him out. My dad's all sweaty. He's like, they were going to throw me out. Were you going to follow me? I was like, I think I was going to stay. I spent the sickest on the seats. But yeah, wow. We just love hockey. We're a big hockey family, obviously. But he loved coming to Staples and going to an away arena because that's something new.
Staples is nice. You know, this weekend, the 2 weeks ago was my first time ever console.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What did you see?
They lost. They played a shit game. They played the Kings.
Oh.
But we lost 3-2, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or 4-3, but it was like our goals were kind of fluky.
Yeah.
Gino didn't play.
Were we down like 3-0 at one point? Something
yeah.
Like that?
Yeah. What was funny was on the plane, I'm like, who do I bring? Do I bring Captain Ron or do I bring Malkin? It's like Sophie's choice.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'll take Malkin, new era, new arena.
Sure.
I'm literally still listening to Stan Saverin, like we haven't left Sprint airspace. You know, like I'm still in and I hear, bad news, Malkin out 2 to 3 weeks with a broken foot. And I'm like, I should have took Captain Ron.
Wow.
Do you have the black and gold, like the old Ron with the 75 on here? Or?
I call it the gay penguin. They were loving that on DV. They were dying. I'm like, it's the Howard Baldwin.
The
jinx.
Yeah. Come on.
But it's Captain Ron wearing the seat. It's like every arena I go to anywhere, people are like, come. Like literally Phoenix, Chicago, any city. People are like, Captain Ron.
How many years did he wear the C?
Not cause just that 1 year. Yeah, that Lemieux was sick. Lemieux was like quit. He didn't quit. He's like, I need a year off.
Yeah,
because he was only had back surgery and cancer.
Yeah, that's come on. What a slacker.
Hey Lemieux, get it together.
Come on, come on now.
All right, let's make our picks. We got the MVP. The Hart Trophy. Who do you pick?
Well,
I think
my runners up are Getzlaf and Taze.
Sid, he's leader in points by almost more than 30.
He's more assists than Joe Thornton, which that's pretty amazing.
You know, first year he's been healthy the whole season in 3 years, played lights out. All year, I mean, really and truly, with Malkin injured most of the season, like on and off, and the way our team's kind of been playing, you know, with Letang going down and, you know, the young lines and everything. I mean, listen, have the Penguins played great all season? Not really. We've had our ups and downs. Sid has been the constant every time. You put him on any other team, Getzlaf a close second because Anaheim is lights out this year.
And he had a great year.
And Sid just
looked unbelievable.
Fantastic. You got to give it to him. I think you give it to him because he's finally been healthy and because he played better than anybody else.
I mean, he deserved it last year. They just gave it to Ovechkin. It was like a joke.
Yeah.
They shouldn't have won. I mean,
I guess you got to go Sid. I Getzlaf, I just really impressed me.
Yeah.
He really is talented.
He's amazing.
Yeah. He's pretty awesome. And Taze is always great.
It's one of those things that's like Tiger Woods. It's like the next guy's going to be.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, he's big, fast, and everything.
Yeah. But I mean, like, Sid, you can't. I mean, what can you do?
I like left field.
It's like Getzlaf's fault that Sid's in the league.
Exactly. Yeah.
My left field choice would be steak tartare. But,
I prefer the tuna tartare, but you know.
Yeah. For the rookie of the year, we got. McKinnon
from Denver has got to win.
He's better than everybody.
He's got to win.
I like that you threw Olimata in there, though.
Well, I think he's played great.
Yeah.
I think he's played great. I mean, someone was asking me about someone in a with a B in his name. You're not giving this guy I'm going to look him up.
So, you know, the guy I like while you're looking that up, but he was injured a lot, was Tomas Hertl.
He's back.
Yeah, he's back.
He's back. He's
now,
back
that
for
kid's
the
got super talent.
He's very, very good and fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that kid.
Yeah.
But I think he
this kid
go
in
with
Denver,
McKinnon.
He's just, I mean, one, he's top 15 in plus minus, which is a huge category, especially for a rookie. If you're on the ice in the plus as a rookie, you're doing something right. And two, listen, the Avalanche don't really have many stars, and he's taken this team on his back as a rookie and really done something special with a team that kind of been average since, you know, since those glory years in the early 2000s.
100%. It's a Lindholm.
Lindholm.
Elias Lindholm. And the thing is they're saying, but I'm like, he plays in Carolina.
Yeah.
Like they've underachieved.
Why don't you bury a hockey
forever.
Player? Send him to Carolina.
So, I mean, but Moynihan up in Calgary has played lights out too. And remembers Penguin fans. It's hard to be great on an awful team.
I know.
So everyone is going after Moynihan, and he's had a great year.
Yeah.
He had a good year.
He's had a good year. And the guys in Columbus are doing great, too.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to give them any run.
Well, I like the way you do that. Now,
it's officially playoff time now. Yeah, so. Yeah.
I think we're all in agreement on this on the Norris best defenseman. How do you do better than Doughty? He's got
to
be.
He's the only king that I would love to have on the Penguins.
Oh well, I'll take Kopitar.
You like Anje? I don't know.
To me, Anje is West Coast Malkin.
Yeah, you're right.
Except yeah. he actually plays might a little bit better defense. Wow.
West Coast Malkin. That's a
I'll take Dustin Brown to play with Sydney any day too.
Yeah,
he's had a rough year. Dustin
but if I'm
Brown.
Picking top, I'm picking Doughty. That's my first.
Doughty. I'm taking it.
Reminds me of Paul Coffey.
Hey.
And he plays defense. No offense to the doctor, but Doughty plays defense.
Yeah.
Oh, he single-handedly beat us the game I saw.
Oh, yeah.
If Doughty wasn't a king, we would have won that game. Yeah. I think he had scored two goals and an assist.
And Doughty's the reason that Canada keeps winning gold medals.
Oh, man. He was so good in the Olympics.
Oh, my God.
He took over to the Olympics.
Yeah, that big ice. He likes that big ice.
Oh, he's so – he steps in. He steps in. He's great. He's like Letang. But with a head on his shoulders and about 20 pounds.
Yeah. Well, that's why I said he reminded me of Coffey. He can skate.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know. Now, I
also got a shout out. The Chicago guys played great. Seabrook and
Seabrook's a good. He's
you
a
know
really
Seabrook in the and geez, you know I missed 2 weeks and my brain is just not working. the other defensemen, they're big.
Don't they have the NFL channel on the road?
The NHL network, I apologize, but I want to give him his due.
I think,
I'm going to feel like an idiot when I forget to say his name.
The really important stat in defense is plus minus.
Duncan Keith, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Duncan Keith.
Yeah. It's like, geez, like forgetting Joe Montana.
Yeah.
It's like Duncan Keith. Yeah, and
those guys have great plus minus. In my opinion, defensemen, if your plus minus is a minus, you're not doing something.
I mean, Seabrook and Keith, though, that's just boom.
Yeah.
Shut it down. And that's why, they got Shattenkirk down there. Like, St. Louis played team tough defense, but they got to be Doughty. Now, for my Vezina.
Now, here we go, the goalie.
Tuukka Rask.
Guess you got to go with him.
You're playing my chalk phrase?
You know who I like, though? The guy from Montreal, Price.
You like Price?
Yeah.
All right. I don't know if I like your pick, Fraser, because I like Carey Price too. I just don't know if he's.
If
good
he went with his heart, he'd say Ben Scrivens.
Yeah.
Well, of course, the professor. There's no better goalie.
And
his wife hates Edmonton.
There's been some really good play this year. I think I want to take Jonathan Quick simply because the last half of this season he's played. Fantastic goal, and he's going to go into the playoffs again. That hot hand, and he's going to listen. The Kings know how to ride his back, and Quick likes it. So
he's awesome.
It.
Yeah, he comes through under pressure.
Yeah,
and the other thing I like about Quick, he's just so acrobatic.
Yeah.
They keep showing him on SportsCenter. You know, they don't really give hockey a lot of props,
no.
But they always have him in the top 10 highlights. He makes some spectacular saves.
I mean, Fleury had one top 10, and he was the number one. Did you see that save in the shootout against?
It was a ridiculous. His snow angel.
The snow angel, yeah.
Against Detroit.
Right. But Quick's in there all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Quick.
He's an acrobat.
Quick is fantastic. How many more we got? Coach,
who's the best coach? Who do you think this year?
Lindy, I love you. I picked the stars on your back. I wanted, I was mad about the Olympics because I wanted them to fire Blausma. So you get Ruff.
I know.
My biggest fear was Ruff was going to go to Philly.
Oof.
So, I mean, or New Rangers, really, but really Philly. But I got to go. Patrick Waugh.
I mean.
Patrick Waugh's got to be the guy. No question.
The passion.
There's no question.
From the Patrick first Waugh. Second when he smashed the glass in Boudreaux's face.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah.
He had a great year. You're right. Now the only
he still thinks he's a player. That's the thing I love. Is that he coaches.
He'd still go out there and play.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh yeah, he's tough. But I like the way Ruff handled the situation when the guy had the heart thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. He was classy and he did a good job coaching too.
He was on the gold medal. He was the coach for Canada.
Yeah, he did.
Look at Buffalo now. The second they got rid of Lindy Ruff, they're a joke. They got
Lindy Ruff there for 15 years.
They got John
years.
Scott out there like Barnum and Bailey Circus trying to fight people.
I think we're calling him Thunderlips now.
That's just
I mean, that's
name.
You know, literally yeah. like what you know. I mean, that's you know,
he's no steak tartare.
No,
but come on,
no.
He can take. I mean, dude, if he was the Penguins coach, I like Disco as a person. I think he's funny, but dude, if he was the Penguins coach. we'd have two cups and three Eastern Conference final appearances. Like,
I don't disagree.
We wouldn't have been any. There'd be no excuses. I mean, it would all be either championships or runner ups.
Yeah.
There wouldn't be, oh well, this guy was tired.
If we don't at least go to a cup final this year, Bielsma's on the chopping block or he comes back.
I think if we don't go, if we lose to Boston
mm-hmm.
in seven games, Disco will be your coach.
Yeah. But if we get swept again, or if we...
If we get swept again, or we do not beat the Flyers or the Rangers. Oof. I mean...
Or if you lose to the Blue Jackets.
If we lose to the Blue Jackets, they might trade Malkin. Like, if we lose to the Blue Jackets, they might move.
That's not going
to
happen.
But. Yeah, I mean, but that would be... That's like, you know... I would hope the world ends.
They lose to the Blue Jacket. I see Joe and I on the 405 overpass here.
I'll be doing this show alone.
Yeah.
That's really scary.
Johnny Bench is going to slip right in.
Yeah, we have Johnny Bench in here.
I would hope that there's an asteroid that hits our planet before we lose to Columbus.
Yeah,
I
mean, no, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be the end. That would be the end. But, you know, after... You know, I don't know. What's funny is we'd have
Barney's Beaner would be on fire if we lost the Blue Jackets.
What's really funny is if the Rangers beat like Philly in five and they're really clicking, we'll have a harder time beating the Rangers, because if we just play Philly and don't deal with their bullshit, we're a better team than the Flyers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if Henrik gets going. That's the last thing we need.
That's what I said.
is Lundqvist gets hot. Like, that's, you know.
That's the key, once again. Hot goalie.
Hot goalie.
You know.
Olympics and hockey playoffs, man.
Yeah.
Look at, I mean, that year we lost to Montreal when they had Yaroslav Halak. We were a better team than them, but the Halak was stopping everything. We just couldn't get a pass.
Well, Sid did say that was the year after they went to the finals twice, and they were done.
Exhausted.
And it was an Olympic year.
Yeah.
And he said we had nothing left.
Yeah.
Then the next year was Sid and Gino were both hurt. They took Tampa to seven games.
Right.
I know they were up 3-1, but okay.
Still.
But then you have two. There's no excuse for losing to the Flyers. There's none. And there's no excuse for getting swept like they did. And that's where Blausma's head is on the chopping block.
And it,
I mean, that's I love Disco Dan.
Sure,
everyone loves Dan. But you know what? You got to win.
You have the best player in hockey, probably the best team, right? When we're playing our best hockey, we're a really tough team.
You have the most talent.
We have.
Yeah.
You got the best player in the world. Okay, there was no excuse for not winning another cup in the last 5 years.
Well, really, I think that's the thing too.
Besides
there's high
injuries.
Expectations in that town too.
Yeah,
we love our hockey.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, last, the thing was last year you kind of looked at everything and you're like, okay, well, I just really see the Blackhawks are insane tough. Mm-hmm. The Sharks will probably fold. I like the Kings. And then the East is like, it's got to be Pittsburgh and Boston. This year is much more of like
wide open.
You know, other than maybe Boston, I think it's much more like the next top five or six teams. It's hard to pick.
It's hard to pick them.
I don't want to see Detroit.
Man, they're sneaky.
If I'm Boston, I'm
those kids ready. Are going to give them a yeah.
I know. I mean,
they'll give them a series.
We lucked out.
We really did.
I mean, I would not like our chances again. I really would not like our chances against Detroit. I really wouldn't.
I think that if we play them opening series,
hey.
We go to seven games against them and we'd lose.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah.
Well, I think they take anybody six or seven right now.
Right.
You know,
but I just think the way, you know, they're going to score on Fleury. Fleury's going to get in. The fans are going to get in.
Yeah.
Blouz is going to be in. You know, I mean, it's like.
All we need is Fleury to get like one speed. Seat of doubt.
Penguins don't like speed.
Well, that's
Detroit
the thing.
Has
that,
speed.
That's
and
the Blouz thing.
Does, and Blouzma does. Blouzma's great. Rawr, everyone likes Dan. He makes everyone happy. The players play for him. He's not a tactician.
But if Disco Dan
and Babcock will eat him alive on matchups.
Yeah.
If Disco Dan goes down, I'm seeing Steve Byrne.
The other night I saw Steve Byrne with the Hartford Whalers jacket, and I was like, listen, if they weren't a franchise that didn't exist anymore, I would be really upset with you.
Steve has a big fan base. And he's a huge Pens fan. He's a huge fan. I mean, he's a big fan, but he can't, you know, he's like, but he stands up for the Pens a lot.
Yeah.
He stands up for the Penguins a lot. And he was our inaugural guest.
On the puck off.
That's right.
On puck off, yeah. Great guest. Yeah.
Way to open.
Just like, and we bring, comes around, another Pittsburgher.
Josh was a great guest.
Oh, thanks.
Great guest.
Yeah, any plugs? Any?
My show Between the Sheets, we release every Monday on my YouTube channel, The Casual Mafia. And, you know, this week we got Luciana Gatica, daughter of Luco Gatica.
Cool.
Very famous Latin pop star. And, yeah, we we finish season one next week, and then we start releasing season two.
Great.
In a couple of weeks.
So. No, that's awesome. Great, Monday, and you were amazing guest. Really.
Yeah, great. Dude,
thank
great,
you,
great guest.
Great time. Thank you very much.
Please come back anytime.
I would love to.
Took you, I've been trying to get him since like week two.
Wow.
Hey, it's playoff
worth
hockey,
the wait.
Baby.
Here we got him for the playoffs. That's
yeah,
the key, man.
We come through. I make that's it. Make it. Anyway, thanks again, all the fans who listen. I really, really, really appreciate it.
I'm glad we got fans.
Yeah, I mean, we just love God. Talking hockey,
and we brought our Minnesota fans back in.
Yeah. When I tried. That was my only goal: is bringing those wild fans.
They'll all be
back.
Listening. Josh to and I between them. The sheets next week.
We lost a couple Colorado fans, but okay.
And I'm at at Joe Bartnick, and you can still send me. Questions and stuff, and we're going to have a fan page up very soon now that I'm back home for a week or two. And thank you to the captain.
Well, thanks, guys. I'll be at the library with the professor. He's got plenty of time on his hands right now. So thanks for joining us here on Puck Off. We'll see you next time. Good night.